Let's begin our discussion of Hosea Perek Yud. Hosea Perek Yud, the 10th Perek of Hosea. And we continue where we left off with more Musar and more discussions that Am Yisrael have to get better. And again, remember, Hosea lived 150 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, lived before Yeshayahu HaNavi, very early. But he already sees the roots of the problems. And he tells them, and we still, thousands of years later, could still learn a lot from his words. So the Perek starts off, Gefen Bokeik Yisrael. Gefen Bokeik, a gefen, a vineyard that sheds its fruit, Yisrael. We have so much fruit, but pri yishavelo, right? Hashem going to give us more fruit. The Mitzudas David says, right? Hashem, when Hashem gave us so much, we just let it go, the pri. But when he should give us more, says the Malbim, maybe we can remember back to Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu Perikei describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives a mashal, he compares us to his kerem, to his vineyard, and it's so, and he's pleasant, and he planted us, and he wanted us to be a beloved to him. Ashira noli didi shiras dodi la karmo kerem hayli didi bekeren beich ben shemen vayas keu vayisak leu, and he took care of us vayiteu so reik vayiven migdol betocho vegam yakiv chatzibo. And what happens? Vayas beushim, we came out with putrid grapes. And here too, right, we just let our fruit fall off. Gefen Bokeik Yisrael, we let it fall off. Pre, obviously, that the Malbim says, the mitzvos, right, where we shed any mitzvos. So pre Yeshavalo, will Hashem want to give us anything more? Kerov Lepiryo, here Bala Mizbechos, the more we had, the more we built Mizbechos for Avodah Zarah. Ketov La'artso Heitivo Matzevos, the more tov, the more goodness that Hashem gave to his land, right, we use that Matzevos to go away for him to build a Matzeva. Right, we know the pasuk tells us in Shoftim that it's usur to build a Matzeva. It's a fascinating chazal on that. Rav Moshe Feinstein points out in his Sefer on Shoftim. We know Rashi tells us on the pasuk, V'lo sakim l'cha Matzeva asher sani Hashem alokecha. You're not allowed to build a Matzeva. What's a Matzeva? Rashi. Even though, if you look in Sefer Bereishis, the Avos built Matzevos, and they were fine, and they were beloved to Hashem. Achshav sana. But now, post Matan Torah, there Hashem hates them. Me'achar shasuol elu chok la'avodas kochavim. Since the Ovdi Avodah Zarah use this in their service. But as for Moshe, l'chara tamua, who cares that the Ovdi Kochavim did it? We had it first. The Avos built Matzevos. So why? Because they do something, they took it from us, so therefore we can't? So says Rav Moshe, no, what's the symbol? The Matzev is a rock. It's a rock. What's our Mizbeach made out of? It's made out of other materials, as we will see, but not just one rock. Matzev is just one rock. It's not built on anything. You build, put a rock there, and you pour some oil on it, and you put armak of an animal in it. Symbolizes lack of growth. Symbolizes just staying where one is. V'nira, sha'akavana, sha'achar matan Torah, tzorach adam lelech mala betorah, u'b'mitzvos be'echus u'b'kamos, says Rav Moshe. After Maimon Har Sinai, we can never just say, okay, I did this, that's enough. We have to continue and do more and more in quantity and quality. And even if somebody lived 70 years and they were tzaddik, v'yamaisav satov merubim, right, we can never say, you know, I'm done. Give ourselves a pat on the back and say, I've achieved everything. No, we have to continue going until, right, ad 120. Avo kashihichlib b'shayoser einot tzarech, mishum shekvar yesh lo harbe zechuyos, az elo nechshav al klum. A person can be amazing, but if he has the attitude of, I'm finished, I've accumulated what I need to accumulate, says that's a terrible attitude. And that's the Isser Matzeva. Matzeva is one stone. It's standing, it's not moving, you're not piling anything on top of it. Before Maimon Har Sinai, where it was all voluntary, there was no chiyuvim. So then it was ahuv, even just do something. You know, even if you're not growing, that's fine. Aval achar matan Torah, afim yaniach rak mashasul afnim mishuras adin, gamuchet gadol. The sun is Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem wants us to always be in the direction of growth. And that's what it says here, that we built matzevas. Hashem gave us so much. Ketov artso. And ketov artso etiva matzevos. And he realizes that he can't give us any more. And just the opposite, he's going to take away. Chalak libam atayeshamu. So what does that mean? Two very different approaches, but both very important. Chalak libam, the pashas, Rov Rishonim say that means our hearts separated from Hashem. Chalak libam atayeshamu. So we're guilty. We're guilty. Hu yarov his bechosam. He's going to destroy our mizbechos. He showed din matzevosam. He will pillage our matzevos. But Rashi quotes a second shot based on the medrash. Chalak libam. they separated their hearts from each other. And once we have inner fighting amongst Jews, Atal Yeshavu. That's it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not separating from him. But Rashi quotes the Medrash Haggadah. Gadol HaShalom Sha'afilu Yisrael Avdu Akum V'Shalom B'neihem. Even if B'nei Yisrael are serving idols, if they get along with each other, Ein HaSatan Mekadrik B'neihem, the Satan doesn't have so much power. Shemar, as the pasuk we had earlier in Perek Dalet, Chibur HaTzabim Ephraim Hanachlo. V'Sanuya Machlokes Shemar, right here. Chalak Libam As we know, we mentioned this back, I think, also in Perek Dalet, the Meshechachma in Parshas B'Shalach, the Meshechachma, which talks about this, expanding on this Medrash, but he talks about, on the Pasuk, V'amayim Lam Choma, Hisponein B'Darkei HaTorah, says the Meshechachma, think about the rules in the Torah. Nireh, there are mitzvahs for the Tzibur and mitzvahs for the Yachid. Kiba mitzvahs ma'asiyos. Well, he doesn't mechalik like that, but he gets to that a little bit later. When it comes to certain mitzvos, like Avodah Zarah and Arayos, Yish Kareis V'Skila V'Shar Mises V'Malkus. Lokim B'ni Musios. Lashon Hara doesn't have any punishment. Rechilos doesn't have any punishment. So on the surface, you might say Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, they're much more chamor than Lashon Hara and Rechilos V'Chulu. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's only by the Yachid. By an individual. Hashem, Avodah Zarah or Lashon Hara, so Avodah Zarah is worse. But if the tzibur is mushchas, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find lehefech. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares more about the Bein Adam Lachavero than the Bein Adam Lamakom. And he's mochel on his coven. And that's the Rishalmi and Peya. Daro shal David kulam tzadikim hayu. Ve'al yedei shahayu b'hem dil torin hayu noflim b'malchama. They were righteous, but because they didn't get along with each other, they lost in battle. Daro shal achav. They were terrible. Over there with Azara, achav, and Izevel. They were terrible. Ve'al yedei shahayu Bahem dil torin, but they get along with each other. Hayyardim l'machama u'menatzchem. Shematzibur nishchasim avodazor ba'arayas. Hashem stez, hashokhin itam besoch p'dum asam. Avobini musios v'midos l'jara machlokes. Kavayachol salik shchina mehem. And that's why we know based on Migdash Rishon, based on Migdash Sheni, Sinas Chinam is so much more pernicious on a national level than the Avodah Zarah and the earlier Averos, and that's the Egel versus the Meraglim. The Egel is Avodah Zarah, Hashem can be mochel that. The Meraglim is Lashon Hara, about Eretz Yisrael, and it was inner fighting amongst the Jews, and therefore it is worse. But that's, he relates that to the Chom and the Chema Medrash there, but that's based on this Medrash right here, that Chalak Libam Atal Yeshamu. Right? Once they split their hearts from each other, Atal Yeshamu, they are guilty. And Hashem is going to take it out upon us because the one thing the parent wants is for the kids to get along with each other. Okay, they're less connected to me, but they're b'shalom with each other. So that already is something that the parent looks at. Ki ata yomru, because now they say, the pashas means, and once Saris come, they're going to say, ein melech lanu. There's no melech. This might refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where's Hashem? Or this might mean finally tshuva. Our melech of Avodah Zarah that we believed in, he's not helping us. Ki lo yareinu es Hashem, because we didn't fear Hashem, b'hamelech mayaseh lanu. What is the Melech going to do for us since we didn't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rav Nevenzal has a beautiful thought relating to this pasuk where we see side by side is belief in a human king and belief or yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein melech lanu, ki lo yareinu es Hashem. V'hamelech mayaseh lanu. And there's a connection between the two. Why is there a mitzvah of malchus? Right, just expanding a little bit on what Rav Nevenzal says in Parsha Shoftim. Why is there a mitzvah of malchus? Because the melech is supposed to be a dugma for us of the king, melech malchei melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to give a mashal, Rav Dessler says in one place, why are there parents in the world? Why can HaKadosh Baruch Hu create every human being like Adam? Create him from the ground, right? And it's straight. No, you don't need the parents model. Says Rav Dessler, the parent model is there to be able to give each person an inkling into what it means to live for someone else. Parents live for their children, their moser nefesh for their children. They give so much to their children. So if a child realizes that, so then that'll give them an inkling into what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And to if we wouldn't have a parent model, then we would have no asaga about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for a nivra. So Rav Nevenzal says something similar, that a king who is ultimate is the source of all power and awe, a melech shemachal kvodo en kvodo machol, but he's supposed to take care of the people and be there for the am, so that is something that is supposed to teach us about malchus shamayim. But we find in history, he says, very often, the two go together. Once a people don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore, they want to break their shackles, so they'll also throw away their leader. And he says, interestingly, he says, democracy, there's many wonderful things about democracy. But also, if one has not a dictator, but a monarch, Malchus Beis David, that reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, democracy where I do whatever I want, that everybody has a vote, that I can do whatever I want in religion too, and I can do whatever I want in everything. There's nothing that I have to do, ultimately, and we find in history this connection between Malchus Shemayim and Malchus Basar Vadam in terms of throwing off the shackles, and he says sometimes it starts in one direction, sometimes in another direction. Either way, that's the fascinating Ha'ara of Rav Nevenzahl on this Pasuk right here. But we continue. Dibru Dvarim, what did they do? What do you do? Says Hosea. You talk things, Aloshav, you make false oaths, Karos Bris, you make covenants, either with the Avodah Zarah, or you break the covenants, Rashi quotes again, Lishitaso, with each other. Ufara Karosh Mishpat, Al Tami Sadai. So your Mishpat, your justice is gonna come up, and you're gonna have to stand in judgment in a poetic way, as it is described. The Radak here says this is referring to Yeravam, because the next pasuk is going to be clearly referred to Yeravam. This is going back to the beginning roots of the problems. As the Radak says, Nisyatsu Yeravam v'chaver malasos. They decided what to do. Hashem said, Yeravam, you're going to get the Malchus, and if you follow my dictates and you do what you're supposed to do, so then for a couple of generations, you're going to have a dynasty. But Yeravam didn't. Obviously, we know he was jealous, and he built the alternate places to go other than the Beis HaMikdash, as the pasuk describes now. Le'eglos Beis Aven, really Beis Aven is Beit El, but he built them, these eglos, these calves, following the Egle Azov, Yaguru Shchan Shomron, those in Shomron are going to be scared, because once those eglos were taken, so then Shomron, which was the capital city up north, they're going to be scared, they're going to realize that the end is near. Ki Aval Alav Amo Ukamarav Alav Yagilu Al Kvodo Ki Galamimenu. Shomron is going to be destroyed, right? Hosea is forecasting the demise of Malchus Yisrael, right? Eventually Malchus Yehuda also, for the time, but Malchus is going to happen as Ashur is going to come in, and we know Sancheriv originally started first exiling the whole Malchus Yisrael. Malchus Yehuda didn't work out. He tried, but then all 185,000 of the troops, as we know, died overnight, as it's described in Sefer Malachim. But here it's going back. Hosea is saying this problems of Avodah Zarah started way back with Yeravam. Gam Oso La Ashur Yuval. Those Agalos, and a lot of it's going to be sent to Ashur. Right? The Kiyam of the Nevuah is described in Malachim and more in Divrei Hayamim. Mincha LaMelech Yarev. There'll be a present sent to the king Yarev. Who's Yarev? Maybe that's Sancheriv. Maybe that's a different king. Bashbashna Ephraim Yikach. The Ephraim, Yeravam comes from Ephraim, will be Habusha, embarrassed. The Yevosh Yisro Me'etzaso. And all of the Eitz and the advice that Yeravam and all of his followers, again, all the Malchus Yisrael were all ba'oto, not exactly all as evil as Yeravam, but all of them did not follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Zayin, Nidme Shomron Malka. Shomron will be Nidme. Nidme either means silenced, from the word of Ayidom Aaron, or it means cut off. Nidme Shomron Malka, though the king of Shomron, meaning the Malchus of Shomron, will be cut off. Keketzaf al panayim, like foam on water. Like foam on water exists for a little bit and it doesn't exist anymore. You look for it and it's not there anymore. So Malchus Yisrael, it existed for certain generations. And if you keep doing this, you don't go to the Beis HaMikdash, you don't listen. All the kings that are described. V'nishpadu bamos aven chatas Yisrael. All the bamos will be destroyed. Kotz v'dader yaleb. And they'll just be desolate. There'll be thorns growing on it. Almizbechosam. V'amru leharam kasuno. And they'll say to the mountains, just cover us. They'll be embarrassed about what they did. V'lakvos niplu aleinu. Again, they didn't believe it. They didn't believe that it would ever happen. Right? They were had everything. They didn't believe. Malchus Yehuda didn't believe it would happen. Malchus Yisrael didn't believe it. But this is what was forecast by so many of the Nevi'im at that time. And this was very early, if you remember. Now going back even earlier than that. Giva. What's Giva? Reminds us of Pilegesh Begiva, the days of the Shoftim. In the days of the Shoftim is described. Chatasa Yisrael, Shama Madu. In those days, even we sinned. What do we do? We're talking about Avodah Zarah. Pesal Micha. right? The two stories at the end of Sefer Shoftim, they're put there because the Navi didn't want to put him in the line of the Shoftim. But the two stories of Pilegesh Megib and Pesel Micha, as is described at the end of Sefer Shoftim, really happened at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim. And the Hosea says it all started then. There was already Avodah Zarah then. Shama Madu Lotasikim Begiva Milchama al Bnei Avla. You didn't succeed in war against the Bnei Alva. Who are the Bnei Alva? Binyamin. Binyamin who committed the terrible crime of Pilegesh Begiva. So why Bnei Yisrael, when they fought the civil war, they didn't totally win over Binyamin the first couple of times. Why? Because they were also of the Avodah Zarah. Says Hosea, this has been a systemic problem for so many years. And it's hard to break it, but we have to try. Ba'avasi ve'esareim. It is my ratzon, Hashem says, that I will give them Yisurin. Really, it's not Hashem's ratzon. Hashem doesn't want to pain us, right? Imo anochi betzara. But it's my ratzon to have schar ve'onesh. It's my ratzon to have avadim and banim that serve me. And if not, I have to give them Yisurin in order to get them back. Ve'usfu alayim amim. Nations will come against them. Ba'asram l'shtei onosam. By tying them to two onosam. What is that? Most Mepharshim say it means two furrows. Like working them really, really hard. Usually a cow or an ox goes and pulls, makes one furrow, one row in the field at a time. You're going to have to make two. It's going to be very, very hard and backbreaking labor and backbreaking galios. But there might also be symbolism to the two. Two might be the two Malchios, Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda. The Radak says maybe it's referring to the time, as we know, that in the time of at least one of the kings, right after Achav, Yehoshaphat was Mischatein, he became Machatanim. Yehoshaphat became Machutanim with Achav, Melech Israel. And during that time, we know later on, Atalia, you know, killed out everybody, except for one, except for little Yoash. But either way, maybe that's also referring to that time period of when they were all be wiped out. The Ephraim, Egla Milumada, Ohavti Ladush. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ephraim is a young calf that loves to thresh. What do you mean thresh? Thresh sounds like a good thing. Isn't that one of the things that we do? That loves to thresh? Loves to thresh, but doesn't love to plow. Threshing is just jumping around and breaking the stalks off of the kernels off of the stalks. Rashi quotes, and the other Mepharshim say, they just want to thresh, meaning they want to thresh and get the fruit without having to work for it. They just want to have fun. They just want to enjoy themselves without any commitment, without any work. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for. Hashem is looking for commitment. You have to have commitment and then reap the root, the fruits of your labor, right? You can't just have everything, have all the goodness and have all the feelings. That's not what Yahadus is. Judaism is commitment, right? Many point out the difference between philosophy and religion is commitment. Philosophy, you can talk everything you want, but you have to do anything. Religion makes demands. Religion means you have to do. So Ephraim, so this pasuk is saying, Ohavtei Ladush, they love to thresh, just to enjoy the fruits. Va'ani avarti al tuv tzavara, but I'm on their neck. Arkiv Ephraim yacharosh Yehuda. I'm going to make them. I'm going to force them to thresh. Right, Ephraim and Yehuda. That's Yeravam and Rechavam. Yisadei lo Yaakov. And Yaakov will eventually be able to go after and take what's after the plowing. But Hashem says you can't just have the enjoyment without dedicating your life to me. And then comes a pasuk where Hashem says to through Hosea what you have to do, because I'll pick up on this pasuk. Ziru lachem litztaka kitzru lefi chesed. That stuck and chesed. You have to plant, right, and harvest. Right? This is continuing the mashal. It's not just about threshing, which is after it grows. You have to plant, you have to harvest. Chazal pick up on the relationship between staka and chesed. Remember that Gemara in Maseches Sukkah? The Gemara in Sukkah, Mem, Teslam, and Beis. The Gemara says that chesed is greater than staka in three ways. Three ways, based on this pasuk. Staka is only with money, and chesed is with your body also. Staka is only to poor, chesed is even to rich. Staka is l'chaim, and chesed is even l'mesim. So based on this pasuk, you have chesed and staka, and the Gemara says that staka has wonderful elements, but chesed is even greater. Niru lachem nir, and then you'll plow, and then you'll get, you'll be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. The ace lidrosh is Hashem, you have to set aside time. Kfias itim, to darshan Hashem, ad yavo v'yorit tzedek lachem. Until he comes and teaches you tzedek. Who's that? Who's that referring to? Ad yore, ad yavo, says the Mitzvot David, Kein asu ad asher yavo hamakom baruchu, yashach lachem tzedek min hashamayim. Until Hashem teaches you. But it also might refer to the one that even after you go into Galus, you're going to have to do tshuva until he, Eliyahu HaNavi. So Rabbi Simon in the Imre Baruch on in Parshas Pinchas, he quotes the Sefer Chazon Lamoed, who quotes a fascinating, beautiful idea. On Zmiris, on Motzi Shabbos, we have three names for Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu HaGiladi. Right? Why Dafka those three names? So we find in Psukim that Eliyahu HaNavi has three jobs. Number one, what do we say at the end of Malachi? He's there to be Vasser the Geula. He's there to tell us Mashiach's coming. That's Nevuah. He's going to tell us Nevuah that Mashiach's coming tomorrow. Number two, that's Tshuva, Rashi says. Tshuva. Number three, Arpasik. Ad Yovo V'yore Tzedek, Rashi and Bechoros, Ad Yovo Elio V'yore Emuter Emaser. He's going to tell us, he's going to be a teacher. He's going to teach us a lot of Torah. So he says these are the three names of Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi, Nevuah. He's going to tell us when Mashiach is coming. Eliyahu HaTishbi. Tishbi, the Yalkut Me'amloi says, Tishbi Shemeshiv Lev Yisrael Avim Shabashamayim for the word Shav Tshuva. And number three, Giladi. The Medrash says that Gilad is another name for the Beis HaMikdash, where the Sanhedrin sits. And therefore, he's going to be responsible for Torah. And therefore, this pasuk is one of the three jobs of Eliyahu HaNavi that he's going to do. He's going to teach us Torah. Achi Yavo V'yoret Tzedek Lachem, Eliyahu HaNavi, and Bizman HaMashiach. But again, that's what it says Hosea. That's what we have to yearn for and do tshuva in order to earn and gain that period. Charashtem Resha, but instead of doing all of this seeding and plowing with mitzvahs and Torah, you plowed wickedness. Avlasa kitzartem, sin you harvested. Achaltem prikachash, right? You ate fruit that is full of lies. Ki batakta badarkacha barov gibarecha. You relied on yourself. You didn't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kam sha'on ba'amecha, and therefore there's going to be a destruction in your nation. V'chom mitzarecha yushad, and all of your strong places will be plundered. Kishod shalman beis arbel. Some say this is just referring to some famous enemy at that time. Others say no. Rashi says shalman is from the word shalom, and arbel is from the word orev, right? Somebody who captures. So it's like a peaceful city that's all of a sudden going to be captured by enemies. So that's what's going to happen. We think that we're calm and everything is up to our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach asa lachem beit el mepnei ras raschem. That's what happened. That's what's going to happen to beit el. And the cows are going to be removed. Bashachar nidmo nidma melech Yisrael. Right? Bashachar, when the morning comes, one day they're going to wake up. There's not going to be Shomron anymore. They're going to go into Galus. Sancheriv is going to send them into Galus. He forecasted that. And he did not forecast that about Malchei Yehuda yet, because obviously that doesn't come with Ashur. But this is Hosea, again, still giving Musar to the people of that time, hundreds of years before the Churban. And even though we live thousands of years after the Churban by Yesheni, we still get the messages that ring true even today. Okay, we'll have to stop here in Perek Yud.